Underground Preacher, checking in to the Underground Church. And today we're continuing on our healing journey with step 10, rejoice. Here I will invite you to know who you are in God. The world will tell you, oh, you're worth nothing. Don't believe it.
Yeah, don't believe it. Don't you believe it. You are a child of God. Beloved by God. Unique. Precious. You are dear to God. You are somebody. You are important. Believe it. And don't let the world tell you otherwise. Don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Don't even let your family members tell you otherwise. It is said in Psalms 139, verse 14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Soul knows very well.
Delight in your identity in God. That is who you are. That you are somebody in God's eyes. That is who you are. Delight in the new self that is being developed through your relationship with God. Embrace healing. Delight in it. Rejoice in it. Embrace joy. Rejoicing is not something you wait on. You choose to be joyful. And the identity you have in God should be enough for you to rejoice. The Bible says in Psalms 118, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is to tell you, we're going to choose to rejoice in it. It's a choice. And rejoicing is not when you're doing the things that you like. No. Find a way to find joy, even in the things that you don't like. As you develop your relationship with God, also ask God to teach you how to find joy in everything that you do. Because the walk with God, the relationship with God, is not meant to be miserable. There is joy in it, but you must choose it. Joy doesn't come because you have a goal, something you need to reach. Yeah, it might come, but that's temporary joy. The perpetual joy is when you find the joy in everything that you do. So in everything that you do, even the things that you don't like, ask God to teach you how to find the joy in it. Don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let the world beat you down. Embrace healing. Delight in it. Rejoice in it. Embrace hope. Embrace new love. Embrace peace. Embrace joy. Choose to be joyful. If you would like to know how truly you are fearfully and wonderfully made, I would invite you to listen to the message, Healing the Wound. He breaks down how God created Adam and Eve in his image. That's a really interesting message. And it goes along with this step too. The link will be given to you in the description box. And once you're ready, we can move on to our next step, family. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.